Friends and radio listeners, you are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying, but won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Notsay, and I'm so happy that you've tuned into the broadcast today, and I know that today's message by Brother Hardy is one that is certain to bless your soul. It is one of my favorite, and it is entitled, The Power of One Praying Man. This is a very timely message on the power of prayer. It's an exciting message and one that is certain to not only boost your faith, but that is to bless you and that is to inspire and encourage you to allow the Spirit of God to anoint your prayer life. So let's join Brother Hardy now for this beautiful message, The Power of One Praying Man.
I'm preaching about the power of one praying saint. That prayer will make you more powerful than all of the armies of the enemy. That prayer will make you more powerful than the devil. That prayer will give you the victory. For the scripture I read, men ought to always pray and not quit. Oh, I know prayer will bring the enemy to you, but you've got to have the enemy where you can see him and defeat him. In the 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, and starting at that 8th verse, Elisha prayed, and God let him know all of the plans of the enemy. And when the enemy found out about it and came after him, Elisha prayed again to open up the people of God's eyes. And he prayed again, and he blinded the enemy. Now we're getting into the 19th. Verse of the 6th chapter of 2 Kings. And when Elisha prayed, when this great Syrian host was coming against him to capture him, God smote these people with blindness. God answered his prayer and smote them with blindness. And here is all of the great army of the king of Assyria. All the generals with all their medals bending them over, all of them with their swords and spears and their chariots and their horses, just wandering around, stumbling over one another. God will make the enemy stumble all over the place. Remember when the wicked at Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to come in and get Lot and his family and the two angels? They smote him with blindness, and there they were, groping him. Honey, God will smite the enemy with blindness, and he won't be able to put any of his plan in operation, no matter how great it is. Listen to the humor. Listen to the irony. Listen to the humor of Elisha in the 19th verse. Now, these soldiers knew that was Dothan. How many say amen? They knew what city that they were coming against the enemy from. But here's what Elisha said to them in the 19th verse. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way. This is not the way unto them. This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led him to Samaria. Prayer, can you see this? Captured the whole Syrian mighty army. I can see him say, come on, servant, let's get with it. Let's get these guys in order. Tell them to fall in. You know, our military command, fall in means to get in place. And then after you fall in, then you give the command, attention! And you're going to then give them the order. Said, fall them in. Said, they're blind. And if the blind need the blind, they're going to stumble in the ditch. Said, get them in rank. And I believe he got them in rank, and they're ranked as they march in military style. And then I believe he got them, each one, to grab the scabbard, the sword holder of each one, so that they could not fall down. You ever see elephants walking and they grab the other one's tail? Well, here, if you were a bystander, here he's got them all in rank, and each one got the scabbard, the sword holder of the other one, and they're lined up. And Elisha's in the front, and he got his servant, I guess, in the back to make sure nobody straggled. And Elisha says, all right, forward march. And he's leading them to Samaria, singing, I'm on my way to Canaan land. I'm on my way. Oh, yes, I am. Can you see the humor in this? Can you see the irony? If you were on the sideline, I'm telling you, Elijah's having a ball. I mean, he can't hold himself for laughing. Hear prayer, done let him know the plan of the enemy. Prayer brought the enemy to him. Prayer opened up the eyes of the servants that were carnal, and prayer blinded the eyes of the enemy and captured them. I can't repeat it too much. Prayer will make you more powerful than all of the hordes of hell and blind the demons and leave them in confusion. And as he was marching them to Samaria, the people on the wall began to see this mighty army coming, and they're all shook up. Oh my God, here comes the Syrian army. Said, wait a minute. Said, in the front there's Elisha leading them. Said, he's even went on the enemy side. We're in trouble now. But as Elijah got close, he's singing, I'm on my way. Probably changed it now. He got close. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Hallelujah. 20th verse. And it came to pass when they were come into Samaria that Elijah said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And all the king and the people of Israel were all around them with the sword. And the next verse said, and the king of Israel said unto Elijah, when he saw them, my father, shall we smite them? And Elisha said, would you kill the enemy you took by sword? Why, no. He said, well, don't you kill the enemy I took by prayer. Prayer delivered that mighty army into the hands of the one praying man and turned them in to a non-aggressive enemy. He said, don't you smite them. Do like you do all prisoners. Set them down, give them a good meal. Give them something to eat and drink. And send them back to their master. Let's read it to 21st verse. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha when he saw them, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered Elijah, saying, thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smitest those whom thou hast taken captive with the sword and with the bow? Set bread and water before them that they may eat and drink and go to their master. Give them something to eat and repatriate them. Send them back to their master. And the next couple verses down, if you read, it'll say, and they ate and drank, and they sent them back to their master. And it said, no longer did the Syrians come into the border of Israel anymore. In other words, by prayer, not only did Elisha defeat the enemy once, but by prayer, he sent them back. And the king said, I'm not going to mess with that one praying man no more. Don't you go down there and mess with the people of Israel, because we're going to run into that one praying man again and we're in trouble. Let's go after those that fight with swords and spears and chariots and horses, but let us leave this praying people alone. Men ought to always to pray and not quit. God didn't say we wouldn't have problems. God didn't say we wouldn't have battles. God didn't say we wouldn't have wrestling matches. But God said if we would pray, he would tell us the plans of the enemy. That we would not fall in his ambushes. And God said if we would pray, he would let us know where the enemy is. And then we can pray and capture them by prayer. And God will blind their eyes. And they will wander around and stumble. And it will set all loved ones free. I'm not going to let anything pull me out of my prayer closet. I'm not going to let anything take my prayer life. I know if I'm going to be more powerful than Satan and his legions of demons, then I must maintain a prayer life. If I'm going to know his plots and plans and ambushes, then I must stay in contact with Almighty God, who never slumbers, who never sleeps. If I'm going to have the weapons to defeat the enemy in my wrestling match, in my boxing match with sin, I'm going to have the power of prayer on my side. I'm going to have my eyes open to know that there's more for me than they that be against me. To know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. To know that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That I can know that thanks be unto God that always gives me the victory. That I can know what or who shall separate me from the love of God. So tribulation, shall distresses, shall peril, shall famine, shall nakedness, shall sword, nay, 1,000 times nay, I am more than a conqueror.
Amen. What a powerful message by my father, Brother Hardy, the power of one praying man. Without controversy, the most vital spiritual weapon in all of Scripture in both Old and New Testaments is that of prayer. It is the most dynamic release of God's divine power on the planet. James 5:16 says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much." And you know, that's good news. But as you read in the Greek text, you find out it's even more potent and more intense. Because the Greek doesn't say avails much, that is, does a good job or brings good results, but rather it says prevails. And that means to conquer and override every and all opposition. Prayer is the catalyst that releases the hand of God to move in our behalf. Whenever God wants to move or to visit or to pour out his spirit or do any kind of work, he sets men to praying. And that's why our adversary Satan fights our prayer life so relentlessly. Now, we would like you to have a copy of this message, The Power of One Praying Man. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. We believe that it will inspire you to have a greater confidence in your prayer life. And when you order The Power of One Praying Man, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, 5 Conditions of Answered Prayer. Now, this message will look into some of, not all of, but some of the hindrances that we may be facing why our prayers are not being answered. You will receive both of these messages if you write Brother Hardy and request The Power of One Praying Man and 5 Conditions of Answered Prayer, the Answered Prayer series. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request the Answered Prayer series. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.